Welcome to tonight's live. I hope everyone's doing well. Tonight, what I want to discuss is, and I'm not sure if you already heard this, or it's not talked about enough. I personally don't hear this topic being talked about enough, but what I want to speak about is having a scarcity mindset. There's only so that thinking about that there's only so much to go around, where that has to do with overall success or happiness, that there's resources that are limited. There's just not enough of anything. But how much of that is really true? And are we just limiting ourselves? And in my opinion, I feel when you think about that there's not enough of anything in life for you or for anyone else, I believe that it just will hold you back in your own life. And an example I would like to say is, I've been around it in my own way. It being, from others about how I've seen scare that's having a scarcity of mind from their point of view. Like, I've paid attention, and I do see that it's a limitation that a person can place on themselves. The reason why I wanted to talk about this was because I went through it a little bit myself years ago. I had that mindset, the scarcity mindset. Like, there's just not enough to go around. There's just not enough resources, anything, just anything and everything you can think of that has to revolve around life as a whole. So, today I want to unpack the scarcity mindset, like the workings, how it could affect our lives, and why not, instead of having that scarcity mindset, why not embrace an abundance mindset instead? Because this world that we live in is so huge. So many people like more than one thing, and I want to reference this for business, businesses and just entrepreneurship and just clientele, everything that has to do with that, that there is enough, that it shouldn't be that much of a deal, big deal. But we will place limitations if we keep that mindset. And back to what I was saying about me experiencing that from someone else's point of view is being told things like, I guess it can also entangle itself with being greedy, if you choose to see it that way. In my opinion, if someone were to tell you, because I remember saying, "Oh, that's not, there's not enough, it's all mine." talk like that. That right there is a good example of having a scarcity mindset. And right then and there, you're placing a limited, you're having your mind placed into a limited state. So, and when you're, especially when you're told stuff like that, that's coming from someone that lives that way currently, saying there's not enough of anything for everyone. But if you really, really have an open mind and really do your homework, research, have common sense, really, and realize there's plenty to go around, whatever it is in life. If you view life as a whole, and of course, I feel us as a society, we do this to ourselves. I mean, there is poor people, and there's just people in general that need help constantly. But because, like I said, some of the society that is around places that limit, they believe that way. If you believe a certain way, you're going to start living that way. So if you believe that there's limited resources, limited happiness, limited anything, or I can't have this, but this person has it, but I can't, when you start talking that way, it's probably why it plays out that way, because of the way you're speaking. You want great things to happen when you just speak life into your life. The power is in your words. When you start speaking positively in your life, positivity in your life, you start attracting that and stuff starts to change for you. And believe me, I know I used to be in that mindset for a while back then, where all I spoke was negative and all I wanted was, what's that word? I wanted too much sympathy. I wanted everything to focus on me the wrong way. And it became draining. It became a big waste of time since I turned my life around and I just started speaking more life into my life and decided to change my ways of thinking. I'm not saying everything's perfect. Nothing's perfect in life, but it's better right now. So just to re just to say again what I did in the beginning is, why not have an abundance mindset over a scarcity mindset? Because that would be way more empowering to have an abundance mindset over a scarcity mindset. So to begin, what is a scarcity mindset? At its core, scarcity thinking is the belief that there isn't enough of something for everyone, whether that's money, success, opportunities, love, or even time. You might catch yourself thinking, and I have said this already, but I'm gonna say it again. If someone else wins, that means I lose, or I have to fight for my share of the pie because there's only so much pie to go around. Again, just to, I want to speak on that real quick again, some more. Like, what I was just saying is not having enough of anything. And, but I do believe in providing help and having help provided. But you also gotta be willing to help yourself in the sense of receiving help and then educating yourself to whatever it is you want to do in life. And you're gonna hear me talk about a lot of, or always reference entrepreneurship and business because that's currently what I'm doing. And it just so happens that my thoughts will always lead to it somehow. But the point I'm trying to make is when you have that scarcity mindset, you're limited, you know, a limited mindset. I can say that for those of you that don't understand what scarcity means. Just basically a scarcity means like you're believing in limited, you're having a limited mind, so you're limiting yourself. And if you transfer that mindset towards others, you're gonna place that limit, that limitation on them as well. So that's, to me, that's not okay to do because, you know, that starts to start like a pattern of believing that there's not enough of anything in life and there's not enough to go around. You know what I mean? So, and you know, that kind of thinking creates fear. It'll create a type of competition. There's nothing wrong with competition, but then it creates that competition to where you want it all for yourself. But I honestly believe that there's still plenty. You know, that's what I personally don't get. You know, but it will start that. It'll start that fear. It'll start competition, stress. It's like you're living in a constant state of survival. Believing that if others get ahead, it's taken away from your own potential, your own progress, your own path, journey to success and becoming successful, you know. But that's just not the case. It's not true. And I'm emphasizing so much on this because 10 plus years ago, I was an alcoholic. I was always smoking marijuana. I had a mindset of, you know, how would I say this? Feeling, you know, be like, feel bad for me. Always wanting the wrong type of attention. And you know, just in a dark place that in a way, when I look back at it now, I kept myself there. You know, we all have to be accountable for our own choices because we will place ourselves in a certain point in our lives, but want to turn around and blame others or blame this and that. But really, it starts with you as the individual, you know, just to be completely honest. And I'm saying this from my heart because I've been there. I've been in that dark place. So that leads, having the scarcity way of thinking, it will leave you in survival mode. You'll stay stranded in survival mode instead of being happy and, you know, not making any type of progress in your life because you're listening to the wrong people. You're listening to the wrong information that's being put out that's getting you to believe and live out a negative mindset, a negative way of thinking. You know, but that's not true. It's just what some of us tend to do. And instead of having abundance way of thinking, we have a limited way of thinking. But I believe in every single one of you that's listening right now that you can do this. I'm continuing to do it. I've come a long way. You just have to want that change. You just have to stop believing the wrong things. Do your own homework. Do your own research. gain that understanding and knowledge for yourself. Don't just always go based on someone's word. I'm not saying to disregard someone giving you advice, but just at the same time, also do your homework just so that way, just pay attention to how society is acting and how people are acting around you when it comes to this specific topic of having a limited mindset over an abundance mindset. So live abundantly and speak life into your life. Change your ways. Watch what happens. A lot will happen. A lot will change. I believe that for you. So, like, to speak of the consequences of thinking with scarcity, I'll go in a little bit, go in to that a little bit more. So, here's a question for you. What happens when we operate from a scarcity mindset? Think about that. Well, for one, it can make us act out of fear of not getting enough, fear of someone else doing better than us. That's when people start hoarding opportunities, being overly competitive, or even sabotaging others unintentionally. I mean, you've probably seen it in the workplace. Someone's so fixated on their own success, they forget that supporting others doesn't diminish their own achievements. In fact, it can help create a better environment for everyone to thrive. So fear will do a lot. Just that alone will stop somebody because either they haven't been told that there's a better way to think, to live, and that someone tells you something that is not in that life. So, in other words, walk the walk because that is proof to people that you know what you're saying, you know what you're talking about, you know what you're doing, you know how you're living. But, let me say another example. My personal experience is that constantly being told, even to this day, but I don't pay attention, of course, but a lot of these people do make the obvious, they just do the obvious. And so anyway, you can't tell somebody to do this, do that, live this way, improve here, focus on this, do this, do that, and they're not even helping themselves. They're not even in that position physically. And but yet a lot of people like to preach a lot of shit that they're not even living out. They're not walking the walk, So that's funny to me when you really think about it. So, and another thing I want to go over is thinking with a limited mindset or scarcity mindset. I mean, it can hold you back in many ways. Even when it comes to taking risk. Again, I'm referencing entrepreneurship, businesses, having a business. Because in life, as an entrepreneur or business person, you got to take a risk because sometimes you'll lose, but you can't be afraid to lose. That's just teaching you something to do it better the next time. But yeah, it can hold you back from taking a risk. You start believing that you're not worthy of success. I know a lot of people talk a lot of shit. And I know I'm not saying it's always the other person, but I know that there's a lot of that talk that goes around that, you have people that tell you you can't do something, constantly drilling that in your mind. And if you're someone that is already in a dark place, you're already depressed. To me, that's just fucked up. That's just not okay to do. Like, you're a piece of shit to me if you're bringing somebody that's already down, that's already been beat down so much. And I wanna, reason for my podcast is I just wanna display authenticity, you know, and just be honest. Like, I don't really care who doesn't want to listen. That's fine. I'm not gonna hate you. I don't hate people, you know. It's just I don't agree with that type of way of you beating somebody down. It's already down, you know. Why not do something to lift them up, you know, instead of bashing them down, you know? And I heard this saying one time too that people that are hurt hurt people. So hurt people hurt people. You know, that's what I heard. And I mean, it's kind of makes sense, you know, when you think about it. When you're constantly being told that you're not worthy of anything in life, you know, just know that if we ever meet one day. And like I said, I'm not a licensed therapist, and I'm not saying that, you know, come bring me your problems. I'm not nosy, but at the same time, let's just say we ever meet one day and you want to just talk about something, of course I'll listen. Every day I work at being a better listener than talking all the time, because I never had that experience of being heard and listened to, which had a lot to do with just, you know, my own type of history, my own trauma that I went through, just not having nobody to talk to, you know, that it's hard, it's tough in a way, but I want to be a better listener than I am a talker, because one, the better you listen, you're able to learn more and understand what you don't know and always be teachable. You know, I always want to be teachable in life and stay and have like a student mindset, you know, constantly. So yeah, like, you know, having that thinking of a limited mindset, you know, just to go over again is, you know, you start believing that you're not worthy of success or that you'll never get the chance you need, or you're out of time. There's no time to do this and that, but that's not true. And like, it's also like, oh, I can't keep up with this person, or I can't keep up with this trend, or I can't just do this. I can't. That word "I can't" needs to be thrown out of your vocabulary. If you want my honest opinion, like, throw that word out of "I can't," throw it out of your vocabulary. Stop saying the things that's not bringing you a changed life. Stop saying stuff like that. Speak positive, speak life, you know. Trash all that negative talk. Just throw it out your life. And watch what happens. Start saying "I can," being like, "I can change," and say stuff like, "I'm gonna change." You know, just start speaking that way. Watch what happens. Constantly, it's constantly. It's even to this moment right now that I'm speaking to you. It's still working for me. It is. It's like still working for me, because I don't care to be negative, and I don't care to be around people that are just gonna be negative all the time. That will stop your progress, stop your change in your life. And it shouldn't be that way. Get yourself around people that want to uplift you, that want to teach you what they know, that want to help you grow in every part of your life, not just business, entrepreneurship, everything. And, you know, your character. They want to build your character. Be around people that want to do that. They want to help you do that. but making sure also at the same time that they're there themselves, that they're constantly building their character, they're constantly changing things about them. Be around people like that. Watch what happens for you too. And don't focus on what you don't have. Focus on, instead of seeing endless opportunity, because like me, if you live here in the United States, man, there's limitless opportunity. Like so much you can do. It just takes educating yourself, learning something, and then applying it after. Like, you can do this. Like, you can. Just have, just be teachable. Live constantly with a student mindset, with an abundance mindset. Watch the change that it brings for your life. Next, I want to talk about shifting. I mean, I kind of already been talking about it, but shifting to abundance, you know, abundance thinking, like shifting your mind to that. So, another question I have for you is how do we break free from a scarcity mindset and shift toward an abundance mentality? Well, you can start, you know, one step you can take is just realizing, you know, that, you know, the world is constantly moving, constantly changing. There's always an opportunity. There's always time. There's always ways to build yourself. It's not just a one person world that most people think they're living in. It's not always about you. It should be about helping somebody transform themselves, their life, everything. Transform your mindset of the way you think. You know, it's a big world with a lot of people, and a lot of people need help. You know, and there is a lot of selfishness, and you know, I know that there's a lot of issues I can speak on, but don't want to get off topic here. But it just, in general, you know, generally speaking, like, it's not a one person world. More help needs to be done and given. If we came more together as a society to offer more assistance and helping people grow, build their lives, and anything they want to do, whether that's personal life, you know, career-wise, anything and everything, you know, there's more of that goes around. Watch how much the whole world can change. Someone else, and here's another thing, you know, the shift about, again, about shifting the way you think. Excuse me. Someone else's success doesn't take away from yours. In fact, it can be a reflection of what's possible for you too. You know, there's room for everyone to succeed, and that success can come in many different forms, you know. That brings back to what I said earlier, is stay away from people that are not living what they're talking, not walking the walk. And get yourself around people that are and that want to offer their assistance without even gaining something back. Like, that too, like, you should give and offer more of your assistance, your help, your value than you want to get back, because that in turn is a lot better, you know, in my opinion. I'm not saying to negate, you know, reward for yourself, but if you start realizing that when you offer more help then you receive, that changes you as well. That builds your character. And it does, it has been doing that for me when, in the beginning, when I was wanting to create this podcast, I had to do my homework because I didn't know where to start. I didn't know what to do or how I was going to go about it. You know, now everything's settled in and, you know, I continually overthink sometimes, but that has been a lot better. I realize overthinking is because you just need to make a decision and stick with it. Trial and error, you know, if you want to say. But yeah, there's endless opportunity. There's plenty of room for everyone to succeed. And that comes in different forms, like I said. You know, like instead of thinking there's not enough, you know, switch that up, you know. And like I said, like I keep repeating myself, but it's because I'm pushing it on you because it's constantly working for me. Remove yourself from that toxic environment of people or places, wherever you feel that toxicity so high around you. You know, get yourself away from that. Place yourself in a quiet zone every day. Take time for yourself. There's plenty of time. You can, even if it's just 15 minutes, even if it's just 10 minutes, you know, block out everything, all the stress, everything that is just bugging you, and focus on changing your life, building your character, whatever it is you want to do in life. Focus on that 10 minutes, even if it's just 10 minutes. You know, a lot will happen for you. Just stay patient. You know, you got to stay patient with it also. Because it's not something, success doesn't happen overnight. That's what all these gurus around here teach you, that, oh yeah, you can have it overnight, this and that. But the reality of that part is, if nobody knows who you are, success is not going to happen overnight that way. People don't know who you are. You got to build personal brand. You got to brand yourself. You know, if, you know, brand yourself, your personal brand or your business, you know, just, or if you're not trying to do that, just put yourself out there. Just let people know who you are and keep it simple. Keep it authentic. Make posts of your interest, your opinions, your expertise. Offer value in a way, and then at the same time, just be human. Don't make it cringe. Don't make it, you know, fake. Just be you. You're a human being. There's nothing perfect, but display stuff about you. It can be as like, oh, I like this type of dog, or I like this kind of food, or I watch this type of video genre, or I listen to this type of music genre. Just stuff like that. Just keep it simple. Don't even overthink it. Just be you. Of course, not everyone's going to like you, appreciate what you put out or what you say. That has nothing to do with it. This brings me back to the point of that right environment, that healthy environment of people will come to you naturally because they'll see that in you and from you. They'll know that about you because you're just human. You're being a human. No such thing as a perfect person. You won't ever see me hang around perfect people. And I already covered this, but just again, you know, just focus on collaboration, with others, you know, support and growth. Focus on that, you know. The more you celebrate, you know, do this too, like, the more you celebrate other people's wins, the more you become less selfish. That builds character in you. That changes something about you, and then you start realizing, dang, I've been waiting, you know, and then you slowly start to shift your perspective. You slowly start to shift the way you see your life, your own life. And it's like, man, I've been wasting so much time with all this nonsense. Because that happened to me the very moment that I stopped and removed myself from a lot of things. Toxic environment, toxic people, just the wrong way of thinking. You know, that happened to me. So being selfless, don't be selfish. And just don't focus on limitations. Start focusing on possibilities. Because there's limitless opportunity out here, and there's plenty for everyone. So don't listen to the people that say otherwise. Focus on your journey, not the destination. Of course, you can place little goals as far as like what you want to change in your life, what you want to change about you. I get those little milestones, but focus more on the journey because it is a journey. The journey is a lifelong journey. It's not something that happens overnight. When I look back, because right now I'm 32 years old, I look back when I was in my teens to early 20s, my mindset was terrible back then. It's not the way I'm living it out now. It's not nowhere near close. 20 years ago, you wouldn't see me talking to anybody. You wouldn't see me being more outspoken, doing basically what I'm doing right now. You would have never seen me do that. I was such a quiet person, a quiet kid, a quiet young adult, in my 20s. And I was at that time, like I said in the beginning of this episode, is like I was heavily drinking, heavily under the influence. And then, like I said, you'll begin to see that success. You'll begin to see that change starting to formulate in your own life. Starting to, you'll see the transition from, you'll see the transition, from where you were to where you're going and to where you're at. Like you'll see that. You pay attention. But be patient with your own life. Be patient with transformation. Let it happen organically around you. Let's talk about two main people in real life, as far as like innovators, that you might say. And this is referencing the tech world, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you know these two people. But people like Steve Jobs and Elon Musk, these innovators, they weren't competing. They were in their own environment and super focused on building what they were building. And I know they didn't pay attention to the outside world or anybody that was the naysayers, I might say, that were saying they can't do it. They couldn't do it. They couldn't stand. And look where they're, look what Steve Jobs did, and look what Elon Musk is continually still doing. Building, innovating, and that took time. That didn't happen overnight. No, I'm saying none of this happens overnight. It just takes consistency and patience because it's a journey. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. And even if you don't become global, like there's nothing wrong with being local. You know what I mean? A local, somebody that people know locally. You can make a huge change even in your own small city, small town, wherever you live. You can start there. Don't try to be globally known. And if it happens, it happens. That's cool too. But I'm just saying, just do something and create that change that you want for your life. Screw the naysayers. They don't mean nothing to you. You know what I mean? And next, I want to speak about cultivating that, excuse me, cultivating that abundance mindset. Excuse me again. Man. Just cultivating it, All right, so these are a few ways, and I know I've already touched on a lot of them, but just to pinpoint the key points again. There's some things you can do, and like I said, everything that I'm saying to you, I constantly do daily with myself. Like, I'm not gonna just talk. I'm gonna walk, and I'm gonna live it out, because that's when that true transformation happens. So, one, gratitude. Gratitude is key. Basically, when you focus on what you already have, it shifts the scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset. It reminds you that the world is full of opportunities and you already got enough to get you started. So, in other words, being thankful for where you're at, starting there, focusing on there. Don't over stimulate your mind. Don't cause that pressure to happen. Don't force things that are not, it's not time for yet. Stay patient. Where you're at, where you're currently at, be thankful. Have that gratitude. Start there. Start changing where you're at. And of course, day by day, you apply what you learn constantly. And then out of nowhere, you'll realize, wait, I'm not doing this anymore, or I'm not saying this anymore, and I'm not listening to this person anymore. I'm not doing this. You know what I'm saying? You have that transformation slowly start to happen. So being thankful for where you're at, what you have, and then building upon that, And then, secondly, I covered this too, changing your language. Like I said, changing the way you speak, the words you speak. There's power in your words, but it can help you or hurt you. That's up to you. That really is up to you. And then collaborate. Don't compete. You don't need to be in competition with nobody, because then again, that leads to you thinking there's not enough room. There's not, no one's gonna notice my authenticity, but they will over time. It takes time. Just don't focus on the wrong things, and don't speak, and don't speak wrong. Speak life into your life, and don't compete. Don't worry about competing. There's plenty of space. There's plenty of room. There's plenty of resources for everything that you want to do. And embrace yourself. Love yourself. Love who you are. Tweak that character of yours. Make the changes you truly want. Be genuine about it. Be genuine with just be honest with yourself. Embrace your own unique path, because you do have your own path, your own walk of doing things in this life. Embrace that. So lastly, what I want to say is, don't live with scarcity anymore. Don't have yourself in that trap. Don't limit yourself. Don't say I can't, say I can. Help yourself, don't hurt yourself. Apply what you learn. Live it out. Remove yourself from the toxic environments, people, places, anything. If it's your job, no matter what, anything, it can be anywhere. Remove yourself from that. Focus on possibilities. Focus on change of character, change in your life. Enjoy the process. Enjoy the journey. Love yourself, believe in yourself. And watch and embrace the abundance that comes to you, because it will. There's enough for everyone. Open up, because there's endless opportunity for you. And it's yours for the taking also. There's not just one thing fits one person. It's not a one. We don't live in a one person world. This is a huge world with billions of people, billions of customers. If you're chasing business, billions of people that just wanna relate to you, that wanna love something about you, that wanna relate to you because they can, because they see your genuineness, your authenticity. Be yourself and love yourself, and challenge yourself too. Challenge yourself to change. Challenge yourself, or, if you don't know something, that's why there's so much education out here. Get the real education. Learn from the real teachers out here. Learn from the people that are living that life, are living that way that you want to be, that you want. Someone that has, it's living out a true, genuine character. Get around people that like that. Get around positivity. Get around successful people. Take yourself away. Also, if you start to feel overwhelmed, stop yourself. Just breathe, relax, inhale, exhale. Because I believe me, everything I do that, I have to do that constantly. I'm not saying that every day is calm and chill and peaceful. Man, I have my moments. I have my moments where I still get pissed off. I still have my moments where I'm irritated. All that stuff, because we're human. We have those flaws. We have, there's nothing perfect about us. It's just you can make changes, though. You can work on yourself. Focus. Just focus on the right things. Focus on your path. Embrace your path. And be thankful for where you're at. Start where you're at. Start building from where you're at. You can do this. Again, thank y'all for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and see you on the next one.